Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill. And whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and is so justified, and one confesses with the mouth and is so saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim them? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came close to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. If I ask you a certain question this morning, I'm 100% sure that I would know the answer that all of you would give. If I ask if you were a tolerant person, I'm sure you would say, "Why, yes, I'm tolerant." After all, how many people would dare stand up and say, "I'm intolerant"? But isn't it true that educated, middle-class Americans want to be tolerant of others and their beliefs? Certainly, we Episcopalians want to be in that category. Sometimes it seems to almost be the way we in our church are defined, tolerant. Of course, that's not the way it's always been. Just ask the Puritans who escaped from the persecution of our mother church in England. Or before that, those who dared to differ were branded heretics and were offered the opportunity to turn or burn. And burn, many of them did. Now, our modern-day sense of justice is repulsed by that kind of intolerance. Certainly, we would have none of that today. So, by and large, ours has become an age of relativity. We no longer view things as simply black or white, but gray. We no longer see things that simple as good or bad. After all, there is some of each in all of us. And I, for one, think most of us feel this is healthier. There is more tolerance today and less hypocrisy. But here's the problem we have. It's hard to affirm anything as right or wrong. Our morality today is the result of our confusion of values. I know that many of us have lamented the loss of the absolute. We no longer have the security of a universally accepted value system. Some condemn everything, while others condone everything. And most of us are caught somewhere in the middle. Think about it. Don't most of us find it hard to say to someone you're wrong. Instead, we hear, well, he has a right to believe whatever he wants. Who knows, he might be right. For many of us today, the question to be answered is not, is a person right in his belief, but is she sincere in her belief? So for many people, Christianity has come to be equated with tolerance. But remember this, toleration is often just indifference in disguise. And I'm here to tell you this morning that Christians cannot be tolerant of sin. Christians cannot be tolerant of sin. Case in point, I'm sure many of you have watched the news coming out of Charlottesville, Virginia, at the University of Virginia, where there have been violent and deadly protests. White supremacists, neo-Nazis, and the Ku Klux Klan are fighting in the streets with those who believe differently and look differently than they do. Can a Christian be tolerant of those beliefs and that behavior? The answer is a resounding no. I think we can learn from St. Paul in this matter of being tolerant. In his letter to the church in Rome, he wrote, "There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, it's easy for us to read Paul and say, yeah, he's right. There should be no difference between Jew and Greek. And at first glance, we might say that Paul is being very tolerant of those who are not of the Christian faith. But he is basing his tolerance on a firm faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember, the earliest Christian confession was, Jesus is Lord. The center of God's salvation message to Jews and to Gentiles is the confession that Jesus is Lord. So, there's Paul's tolerance. Jews and Gentiles, Jews and Greeks are saved. They are saved by Jesus Christ. They are saved by Jesus Christ. So when Paul says there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, he was making a quantum leap forward in the thinking of his day. He was telling us and them that God doesn't necessarily divide the world along the same lines that we do. Paul lays the groundwork for inclusion in God's mercy and salvation for all people because of the action of Jesus the Christ. And he makes it very, very clear that a Christian cannot be tolerant of sin. So Paul's tolerance of others is based on God's action in Jesus. The questions we face today have faced Christians for 2,000 years. Who's in and who's out? Who is in or out of the church? Who is in or out of the kingdom of God? Gentiles? Slaves? Women? Immigrants? The LGBT community? It goes on and on. God is continually calling us to a new understanding of how to answer that question. Paul led the way toward inclusion and tolerance, and it was all based on faith in Jesus as Lord. Amen.
Let us stand and together profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 9 in our service bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
Let your name be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May they also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Jim, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Graham, Regina, Irene, Larry and Sally, June, Michael, Joe, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Chad, Angela, Tony, Jane, Charles, Rusty, Tony, Zach, Gary and Fanny, Glitter, Betsy, Pat, Jim, Michael, Clara, Gary, Georgina, Nancy, Chuck, Judy, Joyce, Bernard, Russ, Ray. Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Kay Hackett, Nancy McKeon Johnson, Vicki Guthrie, and Karen Schutz.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that you may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Of God for the people of God. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, the blood of
Thank you.
Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Oh.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.